USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are more than 278,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and New York City has the most cases. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're scrambling to get hospital beds, protective clothing, and ventilators to meet the need.
We are beginning now a race against time as we prepare for next week.
President Trump says the federal government's done its best for New York, blaming the state for not having enough ventilators.
Well, I always knew that pandemics are one of the worst things that could happen. There's been nothing like this since probably 1917.
He's announcing new federal guidelines that recommend Americans wear face coverings when they're out in public.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical-grade or surgical-grade masks.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New guidelines are in place for social distancing at America's top retailer. USA's John Hunt has the story.
National retail powerhouse Walmart will now limit the number of customers allowed inside its stores and launch new efforts to keep shoppers only moving one direction. Only 5 customers per 1,000 square feet can enter a Walmart, which will be about 20% of each locale's listed capacity. And many stores next week, markers will be put down to direct shoppers on one-way foot traffic, so more customers can avoid coming into close contact with each other as they shop.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump did not overstep his authority last year when he declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. But it allowed 2 environmental suits challenging his border wall strategy to proceed. The suits said Trump's declaration was unconstitutional because it violates a provision in the 2019 budget bill that limits money for border wall construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
3M said the Trump administration had asked it to stop exporting U.S.-made N95 respirator masks to Canada and Latin America. The request had significant humanitarian implications, the company warned, and could prompt other companies to act in kind. President Trump said he had used the Defense Production Act to hit 3M hard without providing any additional details. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce trade with Canada.
We've been working very closely with the Americans to highlight what Canadians know very, very well, that the level of integration between our economies goes both ways across the border, that we are receiving essential supplies from the United States, but the United States also receives essential supplies and products and, indeed, healthcare professionals from Canada every single day. I think of the thousands of nurses, for example, who cross the bridge in Windsor to work in the Detroit medical system every single day. These are things that Americans rely on, and it would be a mistake to create blockages or reduce the amount of back and forth trade of essential goods and services, including medical goods, across our border. That is the point we're making very clearly to the American administration right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.